If the Olympics have made you more interested in China, we have some reading recommendations for you now from Anne-Marie Slaughter. She spent the past year living in China and traveling throughout the country. She's dean of the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University. Here are her recommendations as part of our series, Three Books.
China's scale is so vast, its variety so great, and its rising power so apparent. It acts as an enormous magnet, fixing our attention. One result is a torrent of books. Start with Susan Shirk's China, Fragile Superpower. Shirk, a lifelong China expert, is a terrific guide. The China she describes is strong on the outside, but led by men who are chronically afraid of losing power. They're anxious and paranoid, and they've watched the collapse of communist and authoritarian regimes all around them. Unless our own leaders understand China's underlying fragility, we'll respond to their crises with a kind of hardline pressure that will trigger a dangerous response. So we'd better get this right. If you want to understand China's economic fault lines, pick up The China Price by Alexandra Harney. Harney shows us the real price of China's surging economy. Hundreds of thousands of workers are dying of work-related lung disease, an asbestos crisis on steroids. Factory managers explain that the only way to reconcile the conflicting demands of corporate social responsibility and competitive pricing is to falsify work records. And we meet the girls of room 817, a factory dorm room. One girl makes it from a peasant village to real estate agent in just a few years, but only one. The others are stuck, moving from one low-paying job to another. For every business book goggling at the rate and scale of China's growth, The China Price is a powerfully needed antidote. For my money, though, one of the deepest ways to understand China's present is by turning to its past. Snowflower and the Secret Fan, a novel by Lisa Si, takes us back 200 years to the Qing Dynasty. It's the world of Lily and her soulmate, Snowflower. After Lily's feet have been broken and bound for 2 years, she emerges with golden lilies, the beauty ideal of 3.5 centimeter feet. Letters between Lily and Snowflower over the years describe bed business, the quest for sons, and the destruction of a family by opium. But what they ultimately show is Lily's determination to achieve a better life for herself and her family. The story of Lily and Snowflower, like the girls of Room 817 today, portrays a people with a fierce determination to succeed and a mighty capacity for suffering along the way. The collision of those forces has produced revolution in China's history. China's rulers continually worry that it will again. That tension, when China has hosted the Olympics and is making its world debut as a rising superpower, is why these books should be on your reading list.
Anne-Marie Slaughter is dean of the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University. She spent the last year living in China. She was recommending these three books, China, Fragile Superpower by Susan Shirk, The China Price by Alexandra Harney, and Snowflower and the Secret Fan by Lisa Si. You can find more three books recommendations at npr.org.